Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Jeremy. I hope you're all doing well. I'm looking forward to sharing with you today. You know, back in college, I was a history major, and I took a course on ancient Roman history. I wanted to take classes that actually piqued my interest and hopefully can keep my attention. Now, the first day was pretty basic. You know, he went over the syllabus, the structure, the readings, homework, etc. And after that point, I was a little nervous. I didn't think my expectations were going to be met by the class. So I arrived hopeful for the second class. And we sat, and we sat, and we waited. And since our professor was late, I started getting a little nervous going, oh no, maybe I should transfer. And then next thing I know, the door bursts open, and this Roman soldier comes running through yelling in Latin, Exodus, acte, probat. And the class turned out to be better than I expected. In the days of Matthew chapter 5, a Roman soldier could command someone to carry their gear for a mile, which was about 1,000 paces at the time, give or take. Jesus, of course, tells his followers that if they're asked, carry it 2 miles. And so it's easy for us to get frustrated at that thought. But instead of putting yourself in the sandals of the person being told to carry someone's gear, which would have weighed about 100 pounds, put yourself in the soldier's shoes for a moment. Most of the time, you're forcing people to do something uncomfortable. You're making them serve you. You're having them do something that's somewhat demeaning. And while in that day and age it had become common practice, you do this to show your authority and power over someone else. Just imagine that for a moment. And let me ask you, have you ever done something like that in modern times? Maybe you make your kids do tasks to show your power as a parent. Maybe it's your way of training someone else. Maybe you need to hide your insecurities. Whatever the reason, how does that kind of action reflect the Beatitudes or reflect the love of Christ? Now imagine you ask somebody to do it, and that person's smiling, continuing to walk under the weight, doing this demeaning task, but with hope and joy. Now, I don't always like to put myself in that position, even if it's an imaginary scenario. But taking a moment to reflect on both sides of the scenario that Jesus gives us is an invitation to act differently or even correct some of our actions if we need to. It allows us to step in with Jesus to restore humanity and dignity. It allows us to bring unity and peace to our community. So take some time to understand both perspectives and then let Jesus speak to you through these verses. Thanks for listening. I hope you all have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.